And with this, Hans held out the big Russian Bible we had brought along with us. The Siberian was without words. He held the Bible at arm's length and stared at it, and then at the two of us, and then at the Bible again. All of a sudden the dam burst, and a flow of thank yous and bear hugs followed until we had drawn a group of onlookers. I was sorry for that. I hadn't wanted to attract attention. In a whisper I told the fellow the rest of the news, that we had more Bibles, and that if he would meet us there again at 10 o'clock the next morning, we would let him have half a dozen to take home. The Siberian grew suddenly suspicious. "They are free of charge?" "Of course," we answered. "This is simply one arm of the church looking after the needs of another." The next morning at 9 o'clock, Hans posted guard while I again tried to get the Bibles out of their hiding place in the car. I was no more than halfway through when Hans whistled a Dutch national anthem, and I knew that our friend in the green uniform was back. With a sigh, I went to work making coffee. "Coffee's ready," I shouted to Hans. He came over and took an ice-cold cup of liquid from my hands. "He's back?" I asked. "Just as nosy as yesterday. He's suspicious about something. How many did you get out?"
4.
"Well, that'll have to do. Slip them in the flight bags and let's go." Owning a Bible for your own personal use was no crime, but commerce in smuggled Bibles was illegal, and it was dangerous to look as if you might be dealing in contraband. So we just put 4 Bibles into our KLM bags and strolled down the lane to the bus stop. At precisely 10 o'clock we walked into the church and sat down on a bench near the door. At 10:30 we were feeling anxious and very conspicuous. And then at 10:45 a voice spoke at my elbow. "Hello, brother." I whirled around. It was not the man from Siberia. It was Ivanov, the pastor I had met on my previous visit to Moscow.
"Are you waiting for someone?" asked Ivanov.
Yes, someone we met here last night." Ivanov was silent for a moment. Then, "Yes," he said softly, "that's what I was afraid of. Your Siberian friend cannot come."
"What do you mean, cannot come?"
Ivanov looked around. "My friends," he said, "at each service there are secret police. We count on it. They saw you and this man talking, so he cannot come. He has been spoken to. But you have brought something for him?" I looked at Hans. Could Ivanov be trusted? Hans gave a shrug, and then a barely perceptible nod.
"Yes," I said briefly, 4 Bibles, in these bags."
"Leave them with me. I will see that he gets them."